Congratulations, you've made it to Wednesday, December 12th, 2007, and you're listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. It's going to be a good day. I'm Allison Stewart.
That is a twofer. That is a real twofer. I'm Luke Burbank. You know, here at the BPP, we like to think of ourselves as a sort of a milk carton, you know, filled with organic goodness on the inside that can only be enjoyed by Northern Europeans, as we learned in the last segment. On the outside, though, of the carton, the missing, the lost, the forgotten. No, not Amber Alerts. We're talking about the news, the newsworthy tidbits that we like to call the ramble.
Okay, here's a new pickup line for all you millionaires out there. Hey, baby, want to break the sound barrier? Apparently, it's what businessmen might be able to say very soon. A company called Arion is taking its first orders from people who want to own their very own $80 million jet. It is a version of the Concorde, hence the sound barrier. It's a little bit smaller. Apparently, it goes a little bit slower, but it will be the fastest available passenger aircraft, knocking off 3 hours of normal flight time between London and New York. The test flights, you have to be a patient billionaire businessman. 2012.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I still use, you want to ride the N train? That's still my, that's the pickup line for those in public radio. That's what we can afford.
By the way, the deposit for one of those, $250,000. Oh, they're serious.
Nice. Well, the Bobby Petrino era comes to an end almost before it started. He was the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. He resigned after just 13 games, leaving the team almost in mid-season. This is a pretty rare thing, actually, in the NFL. Usually they, you know, no matter how bad it's going, like, they just let them ride it out until the end, or they choose to ride it out into the end. But this has not been your typical season for this poor guy, Bobby Petrino. Well, poor guy. I mean, come on. He's rich. But still, when he signed up to coach the Falcons, he thought he was going to have this awesome quarterback named Michael Vick. Maybe you've heard of him. But his Vickless Falcons are really, really bad. And in just last January, he had left Louisville, where he was head coach, to take over at Atlanta. He signed a $24 million contract. But don't cry for him, Argentina. Petrino was hired yesterday. Mere hours after quitting Atlanta, he was hired to coach the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Mr. Music, please.
This stresses me out.
Who has suffered a minor heart attack this week? Minor heart attack this week. Game show host who said, I did it backwards. Dang it. The answer is, who is Alex Trebek?
This is why, unlike editor Trish McKinney, three-time Jeopardy champion.
That's true. Well, anyway, the moral of the story is, I can't do a joke. And 67-year-old Alex Trebek is recovering in a Los Angeles hospital, but it's not clear when he'll be released. Are you concerned about this, Trisha?
Probably.
I mean, your buddy, and you've got the great picture.
Yeah, you know, he's a, I have to say, a super, super nice guy. You know, when I was on the show, I was a little like, what would Alex Trebek be like? I was a little worried. He's super nice and lovely, and so I wish him all the best. And I can't even be on the show again, so I'm not, like, angling to get back on.
Did he, did you have an awesome story when they do that little chat?
No, I had the worst story.
What was
like,
your
they
bad
worked
story
with me and
version?
Worked with me, and I just could not come up with
what
anything
did you get?
Good. I ended up like doing one where we made fun of the name of my hometown, Calicoon, New York. I can't even remember what the other ones were.
Did he do that?
It was painful.
His famous Trebekian thing, which is whenever he doesn't quite know what to react, he goes, "I'm not going to go there." That's that's my new catchphrase.
I might have gotten a little of the. Yeah,
okay,
you know,
we're gonna leave that alone.
Like, you know, as a television professional at the time, I felt bad. I wasn't giving him what he needed. But there you go.
Well, thank you very much, Trish, and we're all honored by your great success on that show. Now to a story that I was reading in the car today driving into work, and it was a total jaw-dropper. So the Bronx Family Court.
Someone else is driving.
Yes, yes, yes.
I just
want
to make that clear.
Yes, my good friend Felipe. For like the last year at the Bronx Family Court, the elevators have been under construction. It's an old building anyway. They have four elevators, and two of them they've been sort of intermittently working on, two of them at a time. And apparently, according to the New York Times, this is a great, great piece of reporting by them, the line just to get in the elevator and go up to the seventh or eighth floor where the actual family court hearing area is, the line can be 1-2 hours. And here's the thing. I'm like, well, just take the stairs. You're not allowed to take the stairs because they're not secure. They don't have video cameras in there, and there's some problems with taking strollers up. So your choice is basically get there 2 hours in advance and wait to take an elevator up. And they mention this one woman who's there to try to get custody of her daughter back. And she shows up and she's in line and it's in the 2 hour line and she's calling the court and the court's saying, we can't wait any longer. We're really sorry. We'll put you on the next time we can get you in, which is in January, like months later.
Oh my.
You can't see your daughter because the elevators don't work at the court.
Broken system, not just broken elevators on that front.
Anyway, so hopefully this story, I'm predicting this is going to be like the most emailed story on the Times, and
right.
I bet you're going to be hearing about it, and then maybe they'll be able to get something else worked out there. That, on a slightly ranty note, is The Ramble.